Good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the earnings call for the results of the third quarter of 2021 at Grupo Mateus. Today, we will have Mr. Ilson Mateus presenting. He is the CEO, and Mr. José Mercado, the financial director. We also have Marcelo Corba, the head for investor relations. We'd like to let you know that all participants will only be listening to the earnings call during the presentation of the company. And then we will begin our Q&A session where more instructions will be provided. If anyone needs assistance during this earnings call, please do request the support of an operator by selecting *0. We'd also like to let you know that this is being conducted in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. This event is also being broadcasted simultaneously by internet through webcast. Before we proceed, we'd like to mention that any possible declarations or statements made during this earnings call related to perspectives on the business of the company, forecasts, and operational and financial targets are assumptions from the board at Grupo Mateus, as well as information that's currently available to the company. Future statements or considerations are not a performance insurance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, and they're related to future events. Thus, they may depend on circumstances that may or not occur. Investors must understand that economic overall conditions, industry conditions, and other operational factors may affect the future results of the company and may lead to results that differ materially from those in such future statements. Now I'd like to pass on the word to the CEO, who will begin the presentation. Please, Mr. Ilson, you may proceed. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank you all for being here today as you watch our earnings call for the third quarter. And I'd like to bring some of the main highlights of this third quarter with a record gross revenue, 4.9 billion growth of the net revenue of 26%, which we are presenting 4.3 billion, and 45 stores opened in the past 12 months. We'd like to mention that 21 of these stores are in new cities where we still don't have stores yet. And this really proves our growth, searching for new revenue and sources following our business strategy. Moving on to slide 5. We continue here with our expansion work. We are currently having 30% more stores if you compare the third quarter of 2021. So we go from 372,000 areas, which we consider to be very good, and it's within our plan. We have 57 in retail. And I want to mention that also we consider the revenue per format, although we have 92 stores of electros. They only represent 5% of our business. 70% are external sales, 29% are retail, and 49% is cash and carry. Now moving on to slide 6. We have a growth of 24%. When you consider the third quarter of 2021 and third quarter of 2020, and the same store sales growth is 2%. Here you can see our accumulated growth over the year of 28%, and the same store sales growth of 5%. Now, our growth accumulated for the year per format has a very significant growth in the cash and carry of 31%, the retail is 40%, and this proves growth in our retail and Camino stores, and growth of our wholesale operation of 3% and electro with 33%. So on slide 7, I bring a bit of our revenue growth per format. And in retail, we have very significant growth, about 41% overall, the third quarter of 2021 compared to 2020. And even the stores with same-store sales of 4%. And when you consider the accumulated results in the first 9 months, you have a total growth of 39% and same-store sales of 6%. And cash and carry has a growth in the quarter of 23%, and same store sales minus 1%, but we still consider this to be very good results because we had foreseen results that was a lot net more negative because we have a very strong base, and we consider this to be very positive results still. And when you accumulated the three quarters, we have a base that's also very positive, 31%, and the total on same store sales of 3%. When you look at Electro, we have the growth in the quarter of 5% and same store sales minus 11%, and the accumulated results of 33% and same store sales with 8%. Our external sales also have had excellent results in the third quarter of 10% and the accumulated results in the year of 3%. Now, I would like to pass on the word to our financial director, Mr. José Mercado. Thank you very much, Matheus, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for participating in our earnings call of the third quarter of 2021. As you've seen in the previous slides, our expansion plan continues to take place in an extraordinary manner, with 45 store openings in the past 12 months, helping with the evolution of our results. On slide nine, we present the financial performance in the quarter. Now we're going to start off with the gross profit, which reached a total of 1.37 billion reais in the third quarter of 2021, and 2.7 in the accumulated results of the year, with a growth of 24% and 27% respectively. The gross margin in the quarter was 23.9%, within our expectations, with a slight variation of 0.3 percentage points compared to the third quarter of 2020, and an advance of 0.7 percentage points when compared to the second quarter of 2021. The expenses in the quarter added up to 744 million reais when compared to an advance of 31%. With the percentage of the net revenue, they were represented 17.1% compared to 16.4% in the same quarter of the previous year. When you look at the accumulated nine-month period, the expenses with the percentage of revenue had a marginal growth that was varying from 17.1% to 17.7%, with an impact in this line, which is due mainly to the increase in the store network and the inflation in the period, as well as the expenses of this new regional unit that should add on an important volume of revenue from 2022 onwards, but this is still not operational. Moving on to adjusted EBITDA of the third quarter of 2021, we had an advance. We had a growth of 12.1 to 825 million. The EBITDA margin was 8.1%, with 1.3 percentage points below the margins of the third quarter of 2020. The non-recurring expenses reached a total of 61.1 million reais. Most of this is related to the ICMS credit related to 26 to 2020, which is not related to our fiscal benefit, but with the operations that are related to common ICMS operations in Maranhão. So we also had an adjustment related to IFRS 16 for the adjustments in lease contract, in line with the best accounting practices and a total alignment with our independent auditors. Finally, we have the values related to hiring the team that will be responsible for the expansion in Northeast. As a result of what we've presented so far, the net income reached 213 million reais in the quarter, with a net margin of 4.9%. If we exclude the impact of the ICMS tax variation, the profits in the third quarter would be 254 million reais, with a growth of 7.8% and a net margin of 5.8%. But when you look at the accumulated period in the year, we reached a net income of 560 million, with a margin of 4.9%. Moving ahead on slide 10, we have some details on the CapEx. The total investments reached 263 million riyals in the third quarter of 2021, and we reached 820 million riyals. This is a result of the evolution of our expansion plan and the expansion of the necessary infrastructure to support in our operations. So, as an example, we have the construction of new baking industries and also cold cuts and fruits and vegetables. Now we have a more over an overview of the company's cash position. We ended the third quarter with a net cash position of 429 million riyals versus a net debt of 489 million in the third quarter of 2020. And this significant variation took place due to two main reasons: the entry of resources with the performance of the IPO in October last year, and the amortization of loans, finance, and leases related that took place in 2020. The relationship between the net debt and adjusted EBITDA was -0.4 times at the end of the quarter. And this reinforces our comfortable cash position if we decide to take on debt to accelerate our expansion plan. With this slide, I would like to end this explanation about the financial performance in the quarter, and I want to pass on the word back to Matheus. Thank you, Morgado. Now I want to talk about some news from our business. So on slide 13, as we've already mentioned before in the presentation for the previous period, that we would be focusing a lot on our app, and that's when we had excellent results during our anniversary. Over 100% growth, 680,000 downloads. We had interactivity that was very significant with our customers, many cashback initiatives with partnerships with industry that helped us as well with this. And this is very strong because in our region, this was important. And that's why we consider these results to be very positive. In slide 14, I have even more news on our online world, our Matheus Mais, and now the cities where we don't have retail food retail stores or just retail, sorry, just electro stores. We start delivering some food items and cleaning items. And in the cities where we have a Camino store, we are also delivering any types of products, electro. And we are really taking advantage of this major logistical structure we have to be able to reach any point with the delivery of these sales through our app. So we have a huge effort to demonstrate to the states and cities where we already operate that now we will be certainly getting into the online world strongly. On slide 16, I want to talk about our expansion a little bit and show you that we already have 40 stores foreseen for 2021. And here we've really delivered that commitment we've taken on during our IPO, which would be to deliver 40 stores. We're following this pace. You can see that by October, we've already launched 35. We have another 12 stores under construction, 14 working on infrastructure. So we have an example, for example, of the store that was just launched in Super PDPD. We have stores in Paragominas, another three stores under licensing, and a lot of land as well under progress and negotiations. So on slide 17, I want to mention our big news here, which is our DC in Feira de Santana. In the beginning of the operations now in November, with this DC that has over 20,000 pallet positions. And I also wanted to mention our DC, Cabo de Santo Agostinho, with 34,000 pallet positions. And just now, recently, our commercial team has already started to buy, and soon we will begin our operation. As I normally say, our infantry is starting off and they're already operating, and we have major research in all of the states as we buy according to what the market needs, and really entering these new states and starting this major operation. On slide 18, I would like to show you the first stores in the Northeast and other regions we're advancing in. We are accelerating with this. We're going to have a lot more stores than these. And this is just because this is part of our strategy and our business. So we have a real big team for commercial and operations. And we've brought this beforehand so that we could really integrate our team. And we believe that we made a very strong investment. But now we want to accelerate this even more, bringing in revenue so that we can put this team to work and start diluting our costs and improve our results even more. So here you can see the store of Petrolina and Juazeiro that we're going to be launching on the same day. We have another store also under construction in Teixeira de Freitas. We have Maceió in Alagoas and Aracaju that are already underway with documentation process, and soon they'll begin the construction process. And we have a whole nother bunch of stores that are coming in so that we can generate a volume of revenue to be able to justify such a high cost in this new regional office. On slide 19, I'm just showing you some photos here as we reach the end of our presentation. Some big events we organized in the Northeast to be able to present our commercial teams and the opening of our administrative headquarters, where we had one in Salvador with a big event. And we spent the morning interacting in Recife as well. We have also been interacting with the suppliers, which is a policy in the company to perform this integration with the local suppliers and really value these suppliers wherever we go. And the news is that now we will be also launching our first invoice with our infantry team as well, starting to work from those distribution centers that I mo showed you, and really just giving us this first step in all of these states of the Northeast. So I would like to thank you all for being here with us, watching this earnings call. And now I will pass on the word to the operator so we can begin the Q&A. Thank you. Now we'll begin the Q&A session. To submit a question, please select star one. If you want to remove your question from the queue, select star two. Our first question is from Helena Villares from Itaú. Hello, everyone. Good morning, and thank you for getting my question. We have two questions actually here from Itaú's side. First is that we saw recently that the big national players and competitors are really focused on acquisitions. So what we wanted to understand is how you guys believe this will change the competitive environment for you, and if this will accelerate or change the expansion plans that you guys have, considering this new scenario with these two main players focused in this integration of acquisitions. And the second point we wanted to understand better is that we know your business is very different than other players that we just mentioned because of the fact that you guys have routes, you guys have logistics, you guys have to have more density in your routes. But we wanted to understand more about when you open up a new route, on average, how long does it take for it to become mature? How long does it take to see less pressure from this route that's still under maturity? Well, thank you. Good morning, Helena. Thank you, everyone, listening to us. In regards to the acquisitions, this doesn't change much because it doesn't really follow our expansion rhythm in many cities that we've been prospecting. But as you all know, we are a company that's multi-channel based. As I mentioned in the presentation, our infantry team is already going to the field and all of the states of the Northeast. And as mentioned, we're opening up some new routes with all of our brands. And at this moment, we are opening up a lot of cash and carry stores that are going to support this. And our wholesale distribution is also going to help dilute the costs. But the new routes will not be very different than what we've already been doing in these states. They will start reaching maturity almost at the same time with the same average that we've been reaching in these states where we operate. And yes, we have an excellent expectation. We have many cities and a lot of room for growth. Great, thank you very much. Our next question is from Daniela Asia from XP. Hello, good morning, and congratulations on the results. I have two questions. The first one is about what you mentioned with the possibility of leverage to fund this expansion in this new regional. I wanted to understand if you've already been mapping this out and if you have more opportunities, would you follow this pathway? And the idea would be through debt, not through equity. And the second one is if you could give us a little more information on how the performance has been between the formats in the short period and also the expectations for this end of the year, because I think one of the questions is we've seen this scenario that's more challenging. You guys have challenges and formats that are very protected in this sense, and actually an important highlight was the retail segment that you guys have that performed very well, even in this scenario that's a little more challenging in a macro perspective. So we wanted to understand what you already have visibility with, which is basically October, but also how you're looking at the expectations for the rest of this year and beginning of next year. Thank you very much. Well, Daniela, about the first question here on leverage. Yes, we have considered debt. This has always been our means for our expansion plan. With good prospecting, we should probably accelerate a bit more due to this big team that we hired with our participation in some states as we structure some new routes. And so this investment will be significant. We're opening up two DCs and a lot more stores. And we're going to probably need capital to be able to perform all these investments. Now, about the performance of in the other channels, Daniela, we've been really satisfied with everything. And this is one of the reasons why we've also searched for additional resources in the market because we see a lot of room for our brands and stores. And we believe that we're really searching for this performance and result. So we plan to advance very quickly in this and really balance out the game. So we will need some time for maturity in these stores, but we are very satisfied with this because we know that there will be competition in some of the bigger cities, but we have some routes that are starting off where competition will be a little more chilled, and on average, we expect to have better results. That's great. Thank you for your question. Our next question is from Eric Wang from Santander. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for getting my question. I think on our side, when we look at expansion, it's really about understanding this need when it comes to stronger working capital and how this should advance up ahead. When we think about this trend for accelerated growth and what we should expect with the evolution of this working capital and how we can imagine this evolution with the working capital. Well, we're working strongly on this with our suppliers. We have all of our commercial team really trying to extend a bit more of the terms and reducing a bit of inventory, at least 15 days of our inventory, because we had performed this in the period where the situation was, where the inflation was going up a bit. We were guaranteeing this average cost with the inventory, but now, as we start noticing some categories taking a step back and prices, our team is really trying to reduce as much as possible, of course, without generating too much rupture. But this is a trend that we should probably reduce our inventory. So just to remind you that to submit a question, just select star one. Once again, for this question, just select star one. Our next question comes from João Paulo Andrade from Bradesco BBI. Good morning, Matheus, and thank you for answering my question. Congratulations on the results. My question is just to take advantage of the previous question to try to understand all of the different parts involved in the gross margin. So we have the store maturity, very significant. We have the cost and price dynamic with income levels, and what can we consider when it comes to the gross margins for the next quarters? Well, that's a good question, Jerome. And we've been working on some major efforts, as mentioned during the presentation in the previous quarter. We started kind of pressuring a bit of the perishables, and now in the past quarter, we had a big effort to the contrary, where we've been working strongly to maintain this. And together with this effort, we've been also working on our retail stores a lot. And this has been balancing this out a bit more. So it's basically we're balancing out those situations. We have to consider the volume, but also daily efforts to understand volumes and margins. So we really believe that we'll be able to balance this out. And of course, there's a market trend where we have this reduction in purchase power, and people should be looking for cheaper brands and categories, but we're always balancing this out. Our commercial team has been working a lot with low price brands as well. Great, thank you very much. I want to remind you all that to submit a question, just select star one. Since we do not have any more questions, I will pass on the word once again to Mr. Ilson for his final remarks. Hello, everyone. Thank you very much for listening to us today. Thank you for dedicating this time here. We're always available, actually. It's an honor to always talk to you. And thank you for all those questions. See you all next quarter. The earnings call for Grupo Mateus is officially ended. Thank you all for your participation and have a wonderful day.